The Women Empowerment Project SVG is said to be a mega project in response to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the Lasso Freire volcanic eruption. On Friday, the female entrepreneurs were awarded grants totaling $243,000 at a ceremony at the Kingston Baptist Church. The grant recipients were part of the third and final cohort of the Women Empowerment Project, which was executed by the Taiwanese Technical Mission through the Center for Enterprise Development. Training and Education Coordinator Keisha Phillips thanked the government and people of the Republic of China, Taiwan, for their support to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she urged participants to use the grants as an investment in their businesses.
The grants that you are going to receive today are not grants for a vacation. They're not grants to flam. These grants are to be invested to improve your business operations. And we will, at some point in the future, be following up with you to see how the grants were invested, what stage your businesses are at, because we need to see the impact of initiatives of this nature. We want to see not just your business continue operating, but we want to see growth, as in expansion, creating employment for others, because we're talking wealth generation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. That is what it is about. That $1 that you spend, it is going around the country in so many different parts. Whether it is buying supplies from a farmer, whether it is employing someone part-time, however it is spent, it goes around to build the economy of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So while this program would have benefited you socially, economically, we're aiming for the overall objective.
Ms. Phillips says that a significant amount of female entrepreneurs have benefited from the Women's Empowerment Project.
The Women's Empowerment Project has a cooperation with the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines through the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Finance, of which CED is a department. So for this project, over $5 million EC dollars was invested in executing this project here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The project is also executed in other Caribbean islands and some parts of Latin America. So women in business have truly been benefiting. You being our last batch of this aspect of the program, we do hope that in spite of challenges, the sacrifice of time, especially at night to get your trainings done, the sacrifices to facilitate counselors to work along with you over a 6-week period has been something beneficial. We are hoping that when you leave here today, it is not just with a check in your hand, but the information, the training, the knowledge that was imparted over the last few months would be used to better operate your businesses. If we do not see improvement in your businesses, then all of these monies that Taiwan has invested in you and those who came before you would have been a waste of time. So please do your best.
Training and Education Coordinator at the Center for Enterprise Development, Keisha Phillips. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.